Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. Today my topic will be, are you born again? Do you want to go to heaven? John 3:3 says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Now remember when Jesus walked this earth, He had the 12 disciples, so he was trying to give them wisdom on ways that they need to get to heaven. And so one night, Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee and the ruler of the Jews, he came to visit Jesus at night. And how many of you know, when we don't want people to know what we're doing, we come to you at night. So he went to Jesus and asked, how can he be born again? How can an old man go back into his mother's womb the second time? So Jesus said, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Now he was referring to two baptisms, water and fire. As I stated before, I was converted very young at the age of 10. I gave my life to Christ, and I got the water baptism, but reading about that fire baptism, being raised in the Southern Baptist Church, we never experienced any Holy Ghost in that church, and lo and behold, the Holy Ghost never came in there when we got baptized, for sure. So the important key to entering into the kingdom of God is that you have to have both of these baptisms. You can't just get the water baptism. You have to have the fire baptism as well. Now, I was pretty interested in the Holy Ghost coming up as a child because, like I explained, I was reading the Bible by the age of 6, and I wanted to know why we were not walking in a manifestation of God's power, because the Bible told us that he will give us powers and we will do greater works than he did on earth. And we all know that Jesus cast out demons, he raised the dead, he made the blind see, he made the deaf hear. And none of these things were happening in my earlier days of a Christian. And so I started questioning God, not knowing that later in my life, he would choose me as his chosen one and provide those powers to me as well. So let me tell you how I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, from my experience of getting the Holy Ghost, it usually come when you broke down, busted, and disgusted. I had just got evicted from my home in Clearwater, Florida, lost my job. So I heard that Dr. Cliff Low Dollar was coming to the Tampa Convention Center, and that was about 20 miles across the Gandy Bridge. So I was like, I've got to get there to hear this man. So it was a 3-night convention, and the first night, oh my God, did the presence of God flow in that convention center. So, of course, when he did the altar call and asked if we wanted to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I ran up to the altar. After being knocked down in the under the spirit of the Holy Ghost, when I got up, I ran to that room to get this gift he was talking about all night long. So when I get to the room, we broke down into groups of six, and the lady looked at me, and I guess I was puzzled because I didn't know what in the world was getting ready to happen in this room. So she said, "I'm going to come back to you. I sense a little doubt on you because you're not going to understand what's getting ready to happen to you." So I just observed her going around to the other five people in the group that I was with and seeing what was happening to them. So finally she made that full circle and got back around to me. She asked that I put my hands up and start saying hallelujah. Let me tell you, the first hallelujah that came out, I started feeling the fire. It went from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. When Jeremiah says it's like fire shed up in your bones, believe me, that is what it felt like. So immediately I started speaking in tongues, and the strange thing about it is that I spoke in tongues all the way back across the Gandhi Bridge, those 20 miles, until I got back home. And so the next day we moved up to Palm Harbor. We had given every cent of our money to Cleflo Dollar in Ministries. We planted that seed there because he advised us that our life would never be the same. And if we plant into his ministry, within 3 days, God will work a miracle for us. So that's what we did. We planted the seed in that ministry that night. And we went back the next two nights. So on the third night after the convention ended, we went on up to Palm Harbor. We had to sell some stuff in order to get enough money to move to Palm Harbor. So my ex-husband at the time, he went and got us an apartment. And he went to this business that sold phone services to small businesses. It was a very small company. The owner was a multimillionaire, and his goal was to make each of his employees a multimillionaire. I think it was about 80 employees that he had, and out of the 80, I made the third African American employee that he had employed. So after my ex-husband went and they didn't hire him, I went the following day and asked that they hire me. So the interviewer was like, "No, I don't want to hire you." And I was like, "Okay, but I'm good in sales. And if you would just give me 90 days to prove myself, you won't regret giving me this job." So he was like, "Okay, I'll give you the 90 days. Now, if you don't prove yourself, you're out the door. And if you do prove yourself, you know you have a job." So the first week, my boss was a very generous man. I mean, he was a multimillionaire. So if you did a good job for you, the bonuses that he gave you on a daily basis was astronomical. $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a day. So got on the phone, did pretty good the first week, made that $2,000 bonus on that Friday. So I was real excited about that. So come Monday, that week I made another $2,000 in bonus, and I'm like, wow, this is the easiest money I ever made in my life. So by the end of the 90 days, I had made $10,000 in bonuses plus my salary. So my boss, knowing that the job was stressful, he would always provide a party for us to release his stress at his mansion. Let me tell you, I have never seen a house that big in my life. It was a tri-level. He had an elevator in it. His daughter was 4 years old. She had her own wing, not room, wing of the house. And I was just, it's a beachfront property, boats, yachts, I mean, the whole nine yards. This is the most prosperous area in Florida that I had ever been. I had been to several rich areas in Florida, but this one, Palm Harbor, I mean, you just had streets of mansions, I mean, tri-levels lining the street. I mean, these houses look like museums. So I was like, wow. And his pool was in the shape of a cell phone because that's how he made his money. So we started hanging out. So he was like, where did you get this woman from? I mean, you know, she's coming in here racking and rolling. I mean, she's making this money. So I guess the man told him where he got me from. But anyway, he was very thrilled at my performance. So I stayed on there for a while. And at the time, like I told you previously, that I could not stand injustices. And at this point, O.J. Simpson was in trial. And I became an addict on that trial. I basically couldn't hardly work just focusing on that trial because I really wanted to see the outturn of that trial, whether any injustice would be done to Mr. Sampson. So I became obsessed. So to the point where I had a heart attack. And during that time, my dad had died, and you know, I had to come back to North Carolina for a minute. So they was like, okay, go back to North Carolina, handle the business with your family, but definitely you come back. So I went back and I stayed another year and I had another heart attack. So I had to come back to North Carolina. And that's where I've been the last 25 years of my life, doing the will of God here in North Carolina. I know my destiny is to be in Florida, so I'm trying to make my way back down there. Because what you need to know is when God puts you in position and provide the provision, you have to stay where he puts you. And so I've kind of felt bad over the years that, you know, I walked away from my blessing because I knew the goal was to be a multimillionaire, and I would have done that in probably a year and a half working for Jimmy was the name of my boss. But anyway, I can't, you know, focus on the negative that I had to come back to North Carolina and get my health taken care of. The reason I got stuck here, I got remarried, and we've kind of been stuck here hanging out trying to do some things for the Lord. But to go back to, are you born again? Because I have witnessed a lot of people, they say they're Christians and they get that water baptism. But as I told you before, once you get the water baptism, that does not cleanse you and make you into that new creature. You have to have that fire cleanse your body, mind, spirit, and soul. Now, once he cleanses you, you will become that new creature. And if you know anything about the Bible, remember Paul and Silas. Silas was the one murdering Christians on his way to the road to Damascus. God changed him and he became Paul. So the thing Saul did, he no longer wanted to do. And that's what happens when you become born again. You will know your purpose, that why God put you here. You'll know how to serve people. You will know how to walk that love walk for those people that are unlovable. And this is what you need to do in order to get into heaven. So you're not going to get in heaven with just that water baptism. You must get that fire baptism. Because that is the only way God said that you will see his kingdom and walk those streets of gold and live in that mansion that he has prepared for you. Now, I tell you, once you receive that baptism of the Holy Ghost, your life will never be the same. You will be so, so happy. You will have so much peace. Now, you will have trials and tribulations, because he said that that will come. But he said, don't worry about it. Rejoice, because he has overcome the world. So when those come, those trials and tribulations come, don't worry about it. God has your back. He has taken control of your life 2,000 years when he died on that cross back in Calvary. He took care of your present, your past, and your future. So believe me, anything that goes on your life after he took that death penalty, it was taken care of. So just remember, anything that come against you, God has already taken care of it. So what I challenge you to do is get that fire baptism, become God's servant, do what he placed you here to do, and find that purpose that God sent you on this earth to do. Again, broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeart Radio, and Spotify, live from New York City. This is Linda Monroe, and I am Linda Monroe. Thank you. Be blessed.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.